has sold an incredible 6 million albums worldwide, and Blame, Feel the Love and Love Me Again have all gone to numero uno in the popular music charts. His debut album went to number one. He has one of the best quiffs in the business, and he's back with a new single. Please welcome John Newman!
In he goes. Morning, John, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you very much indeed. So the new song, Come and Get It, everyone needs to come and get it. What's it all about?
It feels good to be able to say that this song's taken from a record, and the reason I say that is because it felt like the first single off the first record, Love Me Again, felt like a single, and then I made a record after it. Come and Get It feels like it's taken from the record, and it kind of sums up what the record's about musically and personally and everything. It's about how my relationship that I went in from now maybe came from a negative and is now a positive, and that's amazing because it's not a breakup album, it's almost a makeup album. I have made a record that feels good to me, but what feels good to me is catchy hooks.
Is it you who makes your own clothes sometimes when you go to awards and things?
It is very much. I've got a jacket that I designed on now. It's good because I've always liked designed clothes and things like that, but people just haven't executed them quite right.
So when are we going to be able to get in the shop and buy the John Newman line?
I don't know, I'd love to be able to do that as well.
Well, I mean, soon we'll be thinking about Christmas light switch-ons and things. And we're going to need nice outfits, maybe elf stuff, so if you can help us out with those.
John Newman does elf.
Yeah.
Oh, just, that'd be special.
Yeah, a big quiff pointing out from under my pointy hat with the thing on the end of it. It'd look ever so nice, wouldn't it?
It really would.
It would look lovely. Now, you can't mistake that you're a Yorkshireman.
I am.
Are you a proper Yorkshireman? You know, can you shear a sheep? Have you ever had call to grapple with a sheep and whip their wool off?
I actually have done that.
Yay!
Do you know what's weird? I actually live in Kent now, so it's like...
No way! Whereabouts? Are we allowed to ask where?
Yeah, I live near Canterbury. I live in between Canterbury and Herne Bay.
Out with the boys, out with the girls? Where's your top Kentish night out, John Newman?
It's kind of been like... It's quite recent when we moved there. I go to the local pub. I'm not going to start saying too many details of where I go. And we tried going out following on because the pub shuts at like 11. We tried following it on with a big night out in Canterbury. And we like tried going into places like 2 a.m. and everyone was like, nah, you can't come in. And then my uncle was like getting out the car and going, I've got John Newman in the car. Can he come in? And they were like, no, you haven't, mate. You're lying. And nowhere had let us in.
And you tried, Don't You Know Who I Am and everything, and it's
no,
still
we right. didn't. I didn't say that. I'd never say that.
It's Sam Smith. Come in. We love you. Bloody love him.
Have you had oysters yet down Whitstable?
I haven't yet, no. My brother's actually got me a course down in Whitstable to how to prepare fish for my birthday, which is pretty cool.
That is the least expected thing that any pop star was going to say to us today. We hear you tested your album out by driving around LA and listening to it, which sounds like a tough job. We'd like to know, because of that, your perfect driving songs on these roads.
So we'll start with LA, Big and Glossy, where you recorded your single. What's the perfect driving song around LA?
Probably Chic and Nile Rodgers. What's the new one called? Is it I'll Be There? Or...
Yeah.
Getting your funk on.
Yeah,
that's great.
Nice.
How about the M25?
Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. How frustrating would that be, though, because of the variable speed limits and traffic?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to that, you'd be like, oh, I want to break the rules.
Given what we now know about you, how about the A28 headed between Canterbury and Herne Bay? Perfect.
That's quite a nice road, yeah. What about James Morrison, Wonderful World?
Oh, yeah, that's nice for heading out of Canterbury. Hey, John, right, we've got a fun game for you. I know that was fun, but we're up in the level
too
of fun
much.
Now.
Really? Can we go even
with
more?
With this one. We've got a game for you called Can You Love Me Again?
Right.
Okay, so, John, I know it's a stretch of the imagination, but there's you and me, right? We're out in Canterbury. We're madly in love. But then I do a few things and I upset you. And I want you to tell me under these circumstances if you can love me again or if I've gone too far, all right?
Right, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so number one, I've hacked your Facebook and I have changed your profile name to Sam Smith. And I think it's hilarious. Ha, 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 ha. Can you love me again?
Yeah, I can love you again. That's
fine.
Okay,
he's all right with that one.
That's good sport. Okay. Right, you fall asleep in the sunshine when you're out with Emma.
Yeah, in Ramsgate, enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah, and you've fallen asleep, and Emma, she goes into her bag, she gets out the sunblock, and she writes pop star across your back in sunblock. So when you wake up, you've got pop star in white bits. Can you love her again?
I probably could. It's quite funny still. Because I'd enjoy doing that to somebody else. So.
Oh, we've given him an idea now.
I've got to be able to take it myself. As well.
Yeah. And finally, I've cooked you a nice Sunday roast. We've got Yorkshire pudding there, one of your favourites, right?
Excellent.
And then I've put tomato ketchup all over it. Is that okay or is that awful? And if it's awful, can you love me again?
Would have liked to have had the option of the amount that went on there and where it went.
Oh, okay. So where, how much and where acceptable?
It depends. It's the clash with the gravy. It's not good. Don't upset gravy.
No, you don't want to mess
Do you know
gravy.
What? I don't think I could love you again after you've messed with my gravy.
That's the end of it.
I've ruined everything.
It's the gravy ketchup
You're
combo. It's a no-no for Newman. So,
he's dumped me.
That's it. It's all over. Now, the silver bullet bar, going back into your past. We know you work there. This is what we found out. But were you working there as in a musical capacity, or were you working there in a bar capacity, or a bit of both? How was that?
Yeah, a bit of both, probably. It was open for us to be able to perform musically and be able to gig there and jam there and hang there. But yeah, I was working behind the bar as a barman, yeah.
Nice work. So, okay, these aren't for John Newman pop star, then, these questions. These are for, hey, John, can I have a pint?
This John is Barman.
For that part of you, John Barman, exactly. What goes into these drinks, Emma?
Drink number one. Excuse me, John Barman, I'd like a Black Russian, please.
That comes with Coca-Cola, Kahlua, and that's it, actually.
Now, I'm not an expert. You're probably more of an expert than me. But when I Googled, vodka was in there as well.
Oh, sorry.
John!
Oh, he's blown that one. All right.
Oh, and you meant you can use vanilla essence vodka as well.
He does know his stuff.
All right, he can redeem himself. Hi, John Barman. Can I have a Calimocho, please?
A what?
Calimocho.
I don't know what that is.
I'll have a large Calimocho, please.
Calimocho is a red wine and cola.
I have heard of that. That's rank.
Yeah, it sounds rank.
My mate
actually used to drink that loads. It came from America. It was in America they started doing it. Because he used to drink it all the time. I was like, how can you do that? But I just didn't remember the name of it.
Yeah, there
it's
you go. Wrong.
So far, John Barman, you've got 0 out of 3. Let's see how you get on with this one.
Oatmeal cookie, please, John Barman.
Oh, is it actually a cocktail?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want like a breakfast
I thought you were
biscuit.
Just asking
it
for the
quite
yeah,
nice,
I thought
actually.
You were like, how do you bake a biscuit?
No, we're not going to try that much. You're only a barman. Don't get above your station.
I'm going for 0 out of 3 right now.
Yeah. No idea. Do you want to throw some things together? All right, I'll tell you what's in that. Jägermeister, Kahlua, Baileys, and butterscotch snaps.
That sounds all right.
It does sound all right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What was your special when you were behind the bar? When someone asked for whatever, what was your favourite thing to mix up?
Probably an espresso martini.
Oh.
Do you put it in the silver thing and shake it around and throw it behind your back and stuff?
Not as well as Tom Cruise could, but a little bit.
Yeah? You give it some of that shaky action?
A little bit of shaky action.
I hope you work that into your stage set somehow.
I don't know. I'd rather perform the music and make sure I get that right.
Well, whatever.
This is like your mastermind moment. You're in the black seat. You've got the spotlight on you because this is the one that all our top-notch global celebrities have to answer. John Newman, your favourite breakfast, please, in the whole wide world, out of all the places you visited, that one standout breakfast meal.
That'd be well hard to remember. It's probably going to be... No, do you know what? A bacon butty at my mum's house. A bacon and egg butty at my mum's house.
Bacon
and
egg?
Keeping it real from Yorkshire. Are we going for like HP sauce or a bit of ketchup or what's
ketchup,
going on?
Ketchup. I'm a ketchup man.
He's a ketchup man.
Imagine on his Yorkshire
puddings. Ketchup. Do you know some people are like brown sauce and Coca-Cola? I'm lemonade and ketchup. Lemon and red. It's good, man.
Something perfect and put lemon and red. John Newman, Come and Get It's the new single. It's out today. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the single. We're loving playing it on KMFM.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend as well.
You too, guys. Thank you very much.